Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Do you have a shutdown coming up? If you're in charge of Rotograte, Riley's, or CE boilers that need to be repaired or inspected, call Seneca Steel Erectors at 1-800-853-8225. With over 20 years of experience, we get the job done, and we get it done quickly. Again, that number is 1-800-853-8225. Seneca Steel Erectors, your boiler repair specialist.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 1st of June, 2015. The title, Integrity First. This old world seems to be full of problems these days. Wars, rumors of wars, natural disasters, you name it. These affect all of us, not only in our personal lives, but at work as well. And with political correctness running rampant these days, traditional ways of calling on people to behave in a manner that is conducive to the common good of whatever organization or entity with which one is associated seem unavailable. There is one word, however, that can breach all languages, creeds, religions, loyalties, and so forth. That word is integrity. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary offers the following definitions of integrity. 1. Firm adherence to a code of especially moral or artistic values, incorruptibility. 2. An unimpaired condition, soundness. 3. The quality or state of being complete or undivided, completeness. I think I can say if I'm dealing with people of integrity, I don't have to worry about much else, as most other things will take care of themselves. Consider. 1. If a person of integrity does not know how to do a particular task, they will ask, not fake it. 2. If a person of integrity is confronted with an unethical or possibly illegal situation, they will bring it to a manager's attention, not participate. 3. If a person of integrity sees an unsafe act, they will report it. And on and on and on.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
How's it going, Bill? Or should I say stud?
Very funny.
Really, how's the work on that dryer head going?
We've been trying to take out those 3 bolts for 2 days. I've had crews working on it around the clock, we've broken wrenches, and must have gone through about a gallon of penetrating oil. And we accidentally hit the dryer shell a number of times. Now I'm going to have to get a metallurgical engineer out here to see if we have done any permanent damage.
So, are you doing this the old-fashioned way, just for fun?
Huh? You got any better ideas, Miss Smarty Pants?
Matter of fact, I do. Ever heard of CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal?
CB what?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal.
Who's that?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal will take care of those studs and not damage anything else. Heck, the U.S. Navy has used them to repair aircraft carrier decks.
How long does it take?
Usually about 2 hours, and the threads in the hole are not damaged.
Well, that's probably nice if you're in the big city, but out here in Hickory Flats, I'll bet they cost a fortune and take forever to get here.
They claim they can be anywhere in the world in 48 hours, and for shutdowns, they can be here on standby for a reasonable fee. I know they've worked in mines in Chile, and just how much has your effort cost so far? Stud. Around-the-clock cruise for 2 days? Lost production of how much? Maybe a damaged dryer shell?
Yeah, you've got a point. How do I get in touch with CB whatchamacallit?
It's CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal. Call them at 1-757-465-0333 or visit them on the web at cbgmaintenance.com. CBGMAINTENANCE.com. Or again, phone them at 1-757-465-0333.
CBG Metal Disintegration and Stud Removal. Now that has a nice ring to it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
In other words, if you are looking for a foundation upon which to build your employment principles, integrity is the place to start. How many actions have you seen in your place of work, mill, supplier, or elsewhere, where if people had acted with integrity, all would be well? How many disciplinary issues have you seen which, again, if people had acted with integrity, would not have not been necessary? Employees, people in general, often take shortcuts, think they are being savvy or just plain being cute, when the adherence to the simple definition of integrity I listed above would have prevented the problem to begin with. Nothing wrong with being savvy as long as this is done within one's experience limits. There are times when shortcuts are fine, too, for the person experienced at the task at hand. Outside of work, more integrity would result in fewer problems, too. I have thought about it a lot, and integrity takes the day as far as one word that would best describe how I and the people I deal with should behave. So when you are dealing with people in difficult situations, start here. Ask yourself if you're dealing with people of integrity. If you are not, it is time to stop and address this issue. It is like I tell people when writing contracts. A good contract is important. Don't skimp on it. However, no contract is good enough to protect you from a person or company which has no integrity to start with. You can't write integrity into a contract. What do you think? You can take our weekly quiz online. For safety this week, refer to the second and third definitions of integrity mentioned above. All of your safety equipment should be of the highest integrity. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Bright Technologies is the leader in high-density extruders for your wet waste problems. Located in Hopkins, Michigan, USA, Bright has a solution to dewater your sludge. With hundreds of installations worldwide, Bright's extruders have a track record of proven performance and are backed by the best warranty in the industry. You can find them online at cbrightproducts.com. That's cbrightproducts.com, or give them a call today at 269-793-7183. That's 269-793-7183.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 8th of June, 2015. The title, Contradiction? ? 2 weeks ago, the column in this space was titled, quotes, Are You Going to Follow the Rules or Get Something Done? ? Last week's column was, quotes, Integrity First, ? In the responses to the online quiz that went with last week's column, I found this, quotes, Last week you referred to people who aren't bound by rules as getting things done or something to that effect, but this week you reference people of high integrity don't take shortcuts. How do these two realms meet in what you would consider the perfect employee? If I say I have high integrity but worry you would consider me a rule follower for some of the same reasons, ? That was such a great comment that we'll devote this week's column to answering it. First, however, if you don't take our quiz each week, I would encourage you to do so. It is a lot of fun, and some people enjoy seeing their comments in print. Okay, let me explain the difference between the 2 weeks' columns by telling two true stories slightly modified to fit our circumstances. The first one. You were in the mill until 2 o'clock in the morning. You have to drive through a small village with one traffic light to get to your home. At 2:15 a.m., you pull up to the traffic light, which is red. You stop as you normally would. No one is around. You wait for what you think is the normal time for the light to change, and it does not change. You start timing the light with your watch. 5 minutes go by, and it still has not changed. So finally, you decide to look both ways very carefully and run the light. Then the second story. You hire your neighbor's teenage son to replant some bushes in your yard. He does the job satisfactorily, and you pay him. 3 years go by, and the bushes are looking just fine. One day when you are out in the yard, the neighbor comes over to you and says, You know when Johnny moved those bushes for you several years ago? I had him take a couple of starts off them and put them in our yard. Come over and take a look. They are doing great. So I ask you, in which of these cases was one's integrity violated?
And now let's pause a moment for this message. Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
And now back to Jim's column.
If you answered the first one, you are wrong. Yes, a rule was broken in the traffic light case. In fact, a law was broken. Yet clearly your response as the automobile driver was pragmatic and as safe as it could be, possibly under the circumstances. After all, what are you going to do? Call the village mayor and wake her up? In the second case, on the surface, one might say, no harm, no foul. In fact, you did not even know anything had been taken. However, the intent of the parent in their instructions to the teenager clearly shows they have crossed a line in their thinking. They have decided when it is appropriate to steal property clearly belonging to another, whether harm was done or not. We are now faced with asking this parent, should we want to pursue this, the following question. Just how valuable does an item which is taken have to be for you to consider it theft? For they have indeed crossed the line. Theft is based on size, not act, to them. This is a failure in integrity. On top of that, they have set a bad example for their child. Now, you probably have a statement and a question for me. First, your statement is likely, that's ridiculous. No one can live to those standards. To which my response is it? All thieves start out small. And your likely question is, okay, Jim, do you live to these standards? And my answer is this, every day I hope to. For I know I have not in the past. In fact, there is one relatively famous incident in a certain venue a number of years ago where I did not act with integrity taken to the level of these standards. Many readers of this column know about it. So all I can say is, I hope to in the future, for I'm setting the bar very, very high. We'll close with one more story.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E. Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes. Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerators, the patented aerator that makes a difference. Over 700 units installed since 1999. Airmaster Aerator. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
This story is from the winter of January to February 1977. I was living in Cincinnati, Ohio. We had had mild winters for several years, but this one was cold, snowy, and rough. I owned two apartment buildings. I'll state where they are for those of you who know Cincinnati. One was on Ludlow Avenue in the Gaslight District of Clifton. The other was out in Price Hill on Hermosa Avenue. Both were in neighborhoods where they were grandfathered in, and there were single-family houses all around them. My wife and I lived in the one on Ludlow Avenue. I would guess these buildings were 8 miles and who knows how many traffic lights apart. My full-time job was at that little old soap company in Cincinnati that happens to also be in the tissue business. I had a part-time helper who was supposed to be cleaning the sidewalks, steps, and so forth of all the snow, and he was failing at it, so I told him I would take over and do it myself. So I went over to Price Hill one evening after work about 9 o'clock. The apartment building's driveway was right next to a neighbor's driveway. The neighbor owned a single-family dwelling. Even though I had very nice buildings and they had been built long before any of the houses, the neighbors all resented the apartment buildings existing. To make a long story short, the neighbor had shoveled their driveway into mine. When I was young, I was a real hothead. So I jumped in my car and went down to the precinct police station to lodge a complaint. The old desk sergeant talked me out of it. He told me that what I should do is shovel all the snow back into the neighbor's driveway. I was of an age and temperament that just sounded like the right solution to me. I went home to Clifton and set my alarm for 3 a.m. It didn't snow anymore that night, but it got cold. It must have been below 0 Fahrenheit. I drove over to Price Hill and, working furiously, shoveled my entire driveway in behind the neighbor's car, packed it in tight. Then I got out a garden hose and watered the whole thing down. It just so happened that the pastor of our church lived exactly across the street from this whole scene. When I saw him the next Sunday, he was still laughing and surprisingly did not admonish me. The neighbor never shoveled his driveway into my driveway again. Okay, I committed two errors here. What are they? One was certainly an integrity error, but it probably is not what you think. The integrity error from this many years' distance is that my off-hours behavior probably left me a bit sleepless and not able to perform my job for that little old soap company to my highest level of capabilities the next day. I told you the bar was high. My off-hour antics left me unprepared to give my fullest measure of work to my employer. The other error was acting out what my best friend calls murder by memo. Murder by memo is when you don't have the guts to confront someone and send them a blasting letter or email instead. It is the coward's way out of confrontation. In this case, I acted out all aspects of murder by memo with my iceberg-making activities. We have wandered around quite a bit this week. Now what do you think of integrity? You may take our quiz here. For safety this week, the antics I have described above, especially in the last vignette, are an indication of a lack of focus on safety. Go forth and do better, please. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter. And I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646. Or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 15th of June, 2015. The title, The Topic of Cancer. No, not the Tropic of Cancer, the Topic of Cancer. It has happened again in the last couple of weeks. I have seen someone receive the news they may have cancer and the reaction has been typical. Fear, disbelief, and denial. I know what I'm talking about here. I have received this news twice in my life, February 2000 and November 2006. You don't forget it. If you haven't personally received this news already, you or someone close to you will. The number one issue is speed. The hint of news that you may have cancer should cause you to drop everything and get to the best place there is to diagnose and treat the kind of cancer you think you have. Steve Jobs would likely be alive today if he had not dilly-dallied around with voodoo cures. Most cancer families have a center of excellence somewhere in the country. Go to it. Now. I don't care if it is clear across the country from where you live. Be there by this time tomorrow unless you have to drive. Then drive straight through and be there the day after tomorrow. I don't care if they say they don't have an open appointment until next February. Go there and pound on their door until they pay attention to you. You don't have a cold, although I wish you did, instead of cancer.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
If your equipment installation, construction, or maintenance project is complex, your choice is simple. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide full-service general contractor, specializes in the most complex projects in the pulp and paper industry. Our millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of knowledgeable technical and professional staff are effective and efficient in any shutdown, planned or unplanned. Take the simple step to getting your next project done safely, on time, and on budget. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com. That's crmeyer.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Cancer is not cancer is not cancer. That is why you have to get to a center of excellence for the family of cancers you may be facing. In 2000, when I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, they thought there were 15 kinds of lymphomas, both Hodgkin's and non-Hodgkin's. By 2006, when I was diagnosed with Burkitt's lymphoma, unrelated to what I had before, they had identified 150 types of lymphomas. Who knows how many they have found by now? Breast cancer is not breast cancer, pancreatic cancer is not pancreatic cancer, and so forth and so on. For every street name there is for a general type of cancer, there are many, many clinical names, and they are all treated differently and have different outcomes. Back to Steve Jobs. He had a type of pancreatic cancer, but not the type that typically kills within 6 months. You have to know what you have down to the finest detail, and you have to fight. On my computer is a printed strip I put there in 2006 which says, "I want to live." People have all kinds of crazy excuses besides treatment being too far away when it comes to treatment. One is cost. Your treatment is likely to cost somewhere between $50,000 and $750,000 today. I was on one chemo drug, for instance, that was $12,000 per liter in 2006. If you want to live, you can find a way to raise the money. Enough said. Print out this column and put it somewhere where you can find it when you need it. Hey, I want you to live. I need you. I need all the readers I can find. Seriously. This column is off topic, but it is on topic. Someone who reads this column will get the news they or someone they know has cancer within the next couple of weeks. If it jolts that person out of denial, it was well worth the while for all of us to spend a week of column time on it. What are your cancer experiences? You may take our quiz online, and it is just one easy question this week. You already know what it is. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E. Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes. Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerators, the patented aerator that makes a difference. Over 700 units installed since 1999. Airmaster Aerator.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 22nd of June, 2015. The title, I Don't Believe It. A couple of weeks ago, someone not familiar with the industry read my novelette, The Osage Mill. After they finished it, they half stated, half inquired, some of those things that happen in the book are fiction, aren't they? The answer, sadly, is no. Granted, they did not all happen in the same mill, but they all happened. There are two points to be made here this week. The first is this. Sometimes things happen in front of us that are so outrageous or so dangerous that our minds shut down. We don't believe them even though they are happening right in front of us. This can especially be the case in crowds where the dynamics of the crowd take on a life of their own. I have experienced this at least a couple of times in my life. The first one was at the Indianapolis 500 in 1970 when a college friend and I had $5 infield passes. We waited outside all night. At 6 a.m., a cannon went off somewhere on the grounds. They unlocked the gates and stood back. It wasn't so much as we walked through the gates. We were extruded through the gates. We laughed, but from this perspective, that was a very dangerous situation. People could have been trampled. Another time was about 16 or 17 years ago in the crowds at Times Square in New York at New Year's. More precisely, we weren't even close, about 4 blocks away to the west, but the crowd once again took on its own dynamic and the individual was not in control of which way they went or whether they even stayed vertical. I was experienced enough this time to extricate Laura and myself as soon as I could.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Do you have a shutdown coming up? If you're in charge of Roto-Grate, Riley's, or CE boilers that need to be repaired or inspected, call Seneca Steel Erectors at 1-800-853-8225. With over 20 years of experience, we get the job done, and we get it done quickly. Again, that number is 1-800-853-8225. Seneca Steel Erectors, your boiler repair specialist.
And we're back.
This phenomena also happens with data in the pulp and paper making processes. Sometimes the data is something unexpected and we tend to discount it. The reality is the data is correct, but using our experience, we think it is not. It is sort of like a pilot that stops believing their instruments in IFR conditions. Do that and you're going to go down, figuratively, if not literally. And of course this happens with politicians, but that is outside our scope here, thank goodness. The other point I want to make concerns what goes on in your mill. The short answer is everything goes on in your mill, from the honest and upright to the scandalous and felonious. It all happens, and if you don't think it does, I have a shiny bridge over the East River in New York I would like to sell you. We have spoken of integrity in these pages recently. A majority of your fellow employees likely act with integrity 99.9% of the time. However, there is an element, and you have it just like everyone else, that spends most of their time trying to exploit your facility for personal gain. Most of these individuals are clever enough to not get caught, but they nevertheless are dwelling most of the time in the dishonest, if not illegal, areas of life. I would like to suggest to you two actions be taken on your part based on this revolting concept I've just shared with you. The first is to keep your eyes open. You don't have to be paranoid or become a snitch, but just keep your eyes open and recognize things that are dishonest are going on around you. If you maintain high standards yourself, you'll notice what I am talking about.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
How's it going, Bill? Or should I say stud?
Very funny.
Really, how's the work on that dryer head going?
We've been trying to take out those three bolts for 2 days. I've had crews working on it around the clock, we've broken wrenches, and must have gone through about a gallon of penetrating oil. And we accidentally hit the dryer shell a number of times. Now I'm going to have to get a metallurgical engineer out here to see if we have done any permanent damage.
So, are you doing this the old-fashioned way, just for fun?
Huh? You got any better ideas, Miss Smarty Pants?
Matter of fact, I do. Ever heard of CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal?
CB what?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal.
Who's that?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal will take care of those studs and not damage anything else. Heck, the U.S. Navy has used them to repair aircraft carrier decks.
How long does it take?
Usually about 2 hours, and the threads in the hole are not damaged.
Well, that's probably nice if you're in the big city, but out here in Hickory Flats, I'll bet they cost a fortune and take forever to get here.
They claim they can be anywhere in the world in 48 hours, and for shutdowns, they can be here on standby for a reasonable fee. I know they've worked in mines in Chile, and just how much has your effort cost so far? Stud. Around-the-clock cruise for 2 days? Lost production of how much? Maybe a damaged dryer shell?
Yeah, you've got a point. How do I get in touch with CB Whatchamacallit?
It's CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal. Call them at 1-757-465-0333 or visit them on the web at cbgmaintenance.com. cbgmaintenance.com. Or again, phone them at 1-757-465-0333.
CBG Metal Disintegration and Stud Removal. Now that has a nice ring to it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
The next thing I would like for you to do is find a way, again without turning in specific people by name, to share your stories with me. We are going to kick off our editorial calendar in August, a short 5 or 6 weeks away, by designating August as a, quotes, corruption month, end quotes, in our publications. Still a somewhat fuzzy concept, we want to highlight corruption within our mills and propose people to strive to work to higher standards. No, we don't want names, dates, and places. That might involve illegalities, lawsuits, and who knows what that we have no interest in engaging ourselves. Yet if you wish to send me an anecdote, which I assure you we will use completely anonymously, we would like to hear from you. In fact, you can send your comments solely to me, jthompson@taii.com. No one else will see them. I'll even give you a way to couch these so that there will be no problems. Start out this way. Jim, if you saw this happen, would you consider it corruption? And then state your case, avoiding names and locations. Granted, we are playing with fire here, but there is enough corruption going on and has gone on for long enough that something needs to be done about it. It is a drain on our industry. Do you have any comments on this week's column? Take our quiz online this week. It is a completely open quiz for you to comment on this column. As for safety, safety often involves sadly looking at an unbelievable situation and taking action. This is where safety training must kick in. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 29th of June, 2015. The title, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. I was taught long ago that one should build quality into a product, not inspect it in after it has been made. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? This is why I've always been troubled by the location of gauging systems on paper machines. Look where they are, at the end of the machine, after the product is made. In the future, we may still have the old stationary gauge in its traditional location, but I see something totally different right around the corner, perhaps as soon as 5 years. What will it be? Autonomous drones carrying a plethora of sensing devices. What will they do? In recycled mills, they will be hovering over the pulp or feed conveyor, assessing the incoming furnish mix, assessing fiber, ash, moisture, and other critical attributes. In real time, they will feed this data to a real-time master processor. Others will be flying through the dryer section, spot-checking dryer surface temperatures in the MD and CD profiles, and again, feeding the data to a master processor. Over the Fournier HD video, we'll be constantly assessing the table conditions and using software now available, turning this information into actionable digital data, once again, fed into the central master processor.
And now let's pause a moment for this message. Bright Technologies is the leader in high-density extruders for your wet waste problems. Located in Hopkins, Michigan, USA, Bright has a solution to dewater your sludge. With hundreds of installations worldwide, Bright's extruders have a track record of proven performance and are backed by the best warranty in the industry. You can find them online at sebrightproducts.com. That's sebrightproducts.com. Or give them a call today at 269-793-7183. That's 269-793-7183. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
In virgin mills, drones will assay the chip piles continuously for moisture, species, and lignin content. With this information, the digester can be fed a very consistent incoming fiber stream. Additionally, this data can be fed forward to aid in automatically setting the recipe for the paper machine or pulp dryer. Before fiber even enters the mill, drones will be hard at work. For recycled fiber consumers, drones will spot check conditions at balers, behind grocery stores, pharmacies, and other point collectors in order to assure conditions are maintained to supply the highest quality fiber with minimum outthrows to the mill. In the forest, especially the small woodlots, drones will replace on-the-ground timber cruising. Airplanes and helicopters can already do this work on large tracts. Drones will make it economical to do so on small tracts. In places where it is legal, drones are already beginning to be used to do high visual work, stack inspections, and other such activities. We may see them inside the machine halls soon, inspecting infrastructure for corrosion and so forth. Exposed cable trays can be easily examined for hotspots and so forth, indicating potential failing insulation. We have been excited about drones for a long time here at Papri Talo Publications. Finally, they have arrived on the mill sites and are going to be part of the work team at your mill soon. They have already been used in at least one mill in British Columbia, and we expect their limited scope but widespread use before the end of 2015. By 2017, you won't know how you got along without them. Towards this end, we are announcing the launching of a new newsletter this month, Aerial Arguments. Aerial Arguments, joining Capital Arguments, Strategic and Financial Arguments, Economic Development Arguments, and Advertising Arguments, will be a sector-focused newsletter bringing forth this technology for the benefit of the industry. Look for it in your email. What tasks do you think drones can do? Take our quiz this week online. For safety this week, drones will certainly be used sooner rather than later to enter the scenes of major accidents. Temperature and air quality will be two of their first functions as they assist first responders. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Papri Talo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.